aus Peru, der Zorn Gottes, la ira de Dios. Sie hatten beim Trip in Time Festival ihren ersten Auftritt in Deutschland.
Gefragt nach den Eindrücken ihrer ersten Europatour, äußerten sie sich begeistert.
Amazing. The people have treated us like really, really nice, you know. We just came from Spain. We got there 4 gigs and it was totally amazing. The people went crazy, just shouting, and everybody was with their arms up, you know, making like metal signs and yeah, everybody were crazy. And well, this is our first gig here in Germany, but so far all our friends and all the people that we know, just the time that we are here, is very awesome people. So we are really thankful for all what is happening right now, you know.
Uns interessierten besonders die Unterschiede zwischen den Auftritten. Das spezielle Flair in Europa gehe dabei stark vom Publikum aus.
The principal difference is that here the people is alive, you know. Here you're in a sonny, it's like, yeah! And that's, you feel it, you know. Come on, you're on the stage and that's what you wanna feel, the craziness of the people. So.
Diese Verrücktheit sucht man in Peru dagegen vergeblich, auch aufgrund der Veranstaltungsorte.
First they are sit down, like they got tables in front of the stage, you know, they're no like they want it for the beer, no, just to sell beers. And also they don't like music very much. They are not into music and they find our music like strange and they just like, well, it's okay, but I'm not into your music, you know. Yeah. So I just,
there's not a big music culture.
People are like kind of shallow, you know, and very superficial about music. They prefer to, I know, instead of paying, I don't know, 10 soles or whatever to get into a concert, they prefer to buy a beer or buy some rum and drink in the streets. And
in all the cases, it's only metal and punk. But if you present an alternative in music, they only doesn't feel, I don't know.
That's, doesn't understand really the music, you know. For example, the punk scene is really big in Peru, and the metal scene is well organized, all right? But, and there's a lot of new metal and a lot of indie pop, electro clash and all this garbage, you know.
Die Gründe für die oberflächliche Wahrnehmung der peruanischen Untergrundmusik finden sich dabei in der Geschichte des Landes.
Well, it's a history thing, you know, because we got a really, really good and really innovative scene in the 60s, but then the military government came and stopped all the foreigners' expressions because, you know, kind of nationalisms. Come on, it like that kills the rock scene in Peru. So for a decade, we didn't have a scene, you know. It's more than one reason. You have to look into the history of our country to find out.
Diese innovative Musikszene der 60s ist auch heute noch präsent. La Ira de Dios hatten mehrfach bereits die Gelegenheit, Kontakte zu knüpfen.
Hey, I'm a friend from Pancho Guevara, from Mosaicos. He's a drummer. In fact, I have played and rehearsal with him. He's a very, very good person, you know. And we met together before that trip, and it's like a good father, you know, for me. And in fact, we know other musicians, you know.
From Lagonia, for example, Manuel and Saul Cornejo. In fact, there's a new LP, a new EP, sorry, that we recorded at their studio in Lima, you know, MCA Studios. That is the Manuel and Saul Cornejo studio. And they are awesome people, man. They are really professional. Very nice, and yeah, they're cool people.
In Lima, kind of everyone knows each other, you know, so they are kind of one generation more than us, but they're always around, you know. Yeah. I used to play with a band called We All Together, that is also from the 60s, 70s. I used to play drums with them, and well, the bass player from that band, my friend, just died last year of stomach cancer, but anyway, I have another band with a singer from PAX, with Wal Carrillo from Tarkus, and I mean they're all around, you know. We all know each other pretty well.
No, they're not playing anymore, and you know it's kind of pity because just few people know the work that they did in the 60s or 70s. It's not like mass media popularity.
More people knows than in Peru, you know?
Yeah,
there's a place called Gaba, it's a bar.
Ooh.
there are people going crazy with Psycho, you know.
They were a lost place in Valencia to found some people that say, you're from Peru, you like Los Mirlos? I got the vinyl. What? You got the vinyl of Los Mirlos?
And
Los Chains, and Los Psychos, and Los Hollies, and you were like, what? Yeah,
here people know more about that. In kind of way, it's cool because, come on, it's past like 40 years or something like that without any recognition, you know?
The people from the Psychos didn't feel like they're great stars or something. They feel like, oh, that was something like I did when I was a child, when I was a teenager, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like pretty weird because many people in the world would love to have them in their pub talking about what they did and stuff. And they're like, well, with the works, like living a normal life. And they're like, what? They are legends, man.
Yeah.
Von der Geschichte des Landes zur Geschichte der Band. Gino, letztes verbleibendes Gründungsmitglied von La Ira de Dios, schildert diese bis zur neuen Platte.
We started at around 2001. It was like a lot of changes and of lineup. Then we recorded our first album in Lima, okay, and we did a really edition by ourselves, you know. And it was really like a Kraftwerk edition, you know, very, very cheap. We spent like just $150, I mean, in the record sessions, in the mixing sessions, to impress the cover and to, you know, everything. So it was like really cheap. But this record somehow hands from a Sony got it and say, hey, I like this band, I want to release them, and they masterized the sound and released the record last year. Now they are doing the second one, and we are here, man. So that is the history in just 1 minute.
Bei der Frage nach Einflüssen auf ihre Musik geraten La Ira de Dios ins Schwärmen.
Definitely Krog Rock scene, you know, Ashra Temple, Tangerine Dream, Klaus Schulze, definitely MC5, the Detroit sound, Stooges, definitely Hawkwind, and all that space rock scene from the 70s.
Pink Floyd, Black Sabbath, of course.
Yeah, they were the most. And also, I mean, we like every kind of music. For example, Enrique and me as kids were really huge fans of heavy metal, you know, 80s heavy metal. I like post rock too. Christian is more into space, into crowd rock scene, Carlos is more into garage surf, so each one of us have like a different styles, but we have one vision about what we wanna do.
Ein ganzes Who is Who der frühen Underground-Musik also. Da stellt sich die Frage, wo man in Peru mit dieser Musik in Kontakt kommt.
You have to love music, man. I mean, I think that the four of us are melomaniacs, you know, and it's like, come on, man. If you like something, you go for the roots. I mean, I started listening, I don't know, Iron Maiden or something like that, but it's okay, what's beyond that? Oh, there's Pink Floyd, oh, there's Muddy Waters, oh, there's Exohausen, I don't know, you know, and you have to go backwards to search for or research for music, and that's the whole idea of this.
In Peru, it's a matter of being interested, you know, if you're interested, you get stuff, you know, if you just don't care, you just ignorant.
Come on, man, there's just for scientists, radio. Like you say one time, and books are for scientists. LPs are for musicians.
Are for
so.
Musicians, like books are for students, you know.
So it's a right. Homework, you know. It's like, come on,
learn.
You have to learn a lot of music.
Learn.
Yeah, it's not matter of how fast you go with the guitar or how good are your touch in the drums or you know, you don't have to be a maestro of the guitar or not so virtuosis, you know. Come on, it's just a feeling and the thing that hey, I have a concept, I have an idea, let's make this.
Um das zu machen, wollten wir natürlich wissen, wie die Rahmenbedingungen für Musiker in Peru sind.
Hard, very hard, especially to a band like us, because our sound is very special to that scene, and we need an engineer that understands what we want to do.
Peru has very traditional ears, you know, so it's kind of hard. There's not many venues available, but anyway, as I think in every part of the world, it survives, you know. I mean, there's always gigs, you know. You can just continue and keep on doing what you love, you know. And
I mean, the internet make possible the underground scene. I mean, we are underground, you know, an underground band.
and we move in underground scene in Peru. The underground just is no longer a thing of a country, you know, it's more like global, and that's a cool thing about it.
Music is a hard job, you know, everywhere in the world, you know, and Peru is not the exception, but if you love it, you just keep on doing it, you know? No, it has many points of view, that world, you know.
I think that so far, I mean, I'm alive, I'm not successful, you know, that's it, okay. I continue breathing, and that is something that we can be proud about, you know, still
be yourself,
and still alive, and still living, you know, it's like, whoa, for me that's success. Keep true for what you are.
Solange der musikalische Erfolg noch auf sich warten lässt, steht man also zu seinen Idealen. Derweil verdingen sich die vier als Journalist, zwei Architekten sind dabei, während der Drummer als Berufsmusiker seine Brötchen verdient.
Ob sich hinter dem Namen der Band religiöse Hintergründe verbergen, wollten wir natürlich auch wissen. Dabei bestätigte sich unsere anfängliche Vermutung auf einen Bezug zu Werner Herzogs Film Aguirre, der Zorn Gottes.
Yeah, it comes kind of way from that, you know. It came exactly from the soundtrack of that movie, in fact. You know, it was made by Popol Vuh. It's a German band, you know. And the title song of that album, Aguirre, in particular, was a song that really touched me. So it's not too difficult. La Ira de Dios sounds like, come on, it sounds like a really hard rock band, you know. So, but we don't have like a religion. Oh, I mean, in a way, we have our religious position, but really pagan, you know. I think, I don't know, maybe it's a cliche, but I think that we are like anarcho-pagans or something like that, you know.
You have to choose your own God, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, and there are so many around us, you know, just look to the mountains, to the sea, to the sky. God is everywhere, man.
Not listen to someone to tell you how you should feel about what you believe, you know. And it's like what you feel, what you think is going, like you must believe it. Whether it's like something else, something bigger, or whether it's like yourself, you know.
Thankfully, in our country, there's a really old knowledge of ancient civilizations and ancient rites, you know, and ancient knowledge. And it's a very powerful thing between the nature and the gods and us in the middle, you know.
We don't know what is God, but he is
there. I know. I saw him.
Der Mann hat also Gott gesehen. Die paganen, also heidnischen Referenzen stehen natürlich in Konflikt mit dem in Peru vorherrschenden Katholizismus.
But that is something that has been imposed, you know. That is not our nature. I mean, our original thing is what our culture from the Andes, okay, from the Sierra. And Catholicism is something that the conquerors brought. That's not our true and original faith, you know. We are trying in a way to keep that faith alive.
Religiöse Erfahrung im Psychedelic Rock, der auch noch aus Peru kommt, da stellt sich natürlich die Frage, welche Rolle die Drogen für die Musik von La Ira de Dios spielen.
I will lie if I tell you that we don't do drugs, you know, and come on, it's psychedelic. I mean, psychedelic music and drugs, there's no way that you can put apart that two things, you know. Yeah, our position about drugs is we don't care about drugs. I mean, yeah, you want to know if we do drugs? Yeah, we do drugs, but come on, no. I think that, and I speak for the four of us, we don't like hard drugs and all this stuff. I mean, there's things more spiritual and mystical than that shit, you know, that chemical shit.
We just smoke marijuana, that's it. Nothing
else.
Yeah,
no, maybe mushrooms or San Pedro, that is a very religious plant from our country, okay? It's like a kind of peyote, you know, but I think that drugs is something that you have to take it more in a mystical way than just take an ecstasy and let's go party, you know?
It depends on every person, but for sure that the best advice, I mean, if somebody doesn't do drugs, he's all right, you know? I mean, it's not like...
Do what you feel.
Yeah, do what you feel. Because you as a person feel that, like, drugs help you feel better, listen better, and be more creative. But sometimes, like, you listen to some excellent song or musician, and you just know that he's, like, really completely sober, you know? And he's doing, like, amazing things, you know? And you'll be like... I mean, it depends on the person, you know?
Someone told us, like, after a concert, like, they said... Oh, well, I like that when people like playing a stage and they are so great and then they feel like they you feel like you're in drugs while you're not. Like that's the music. That's what. That's the feeling.
Yeah, music and that's is your drug, man. Yeah. It runs through your veins.
Yeah, it happens.
Give you the goosebumps, you know. Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, you're high as shit, but you're sober, you know.
So ist das also. Naja. Nach den Zukunftsplänen befragt, äußerte sich Chino sehr optimistisch.
Conquer the world, man.
nothing less.
Nothing less. we are doing albums, we are playing, we are traveling, we are meeting people, we are getting high, we are getting drunk, we are eating new foods, we are seeing beautiful a lot girl. Of beautiful girls. So. Come on, man, this is life, man. This is the best thing in life.
Very happy.
Die Band zeigt sich glücklich, auch wenn die politische Situation in Peru alles andere als zufriedenstellend ist.
The political situation is basically the same, kind of the same as in other third world countries, right?
Yeah.
You know, like corrupted governments, bureaucracy, and all the people from the government just take money for themselves. They don't do anything for the people. Like most of half of the population is like very, very poor. You know,
extremely
like
poverty.
Like there's like Lima is one country and the rest of Peru is another country, you know, it's completely different. Lima is like a big city, you know, like with money and that, but the rest of the country is like very, very poor. And that's like a never-ending story, you know, like politicians come and go and then they promise stuff and things, you know, and as there's a lot of analphabetism, you know, like lack of culture in the country, so they keep on electing stupid people to the government, you know? So it's like a circle. And the politicians don't invest the money in education, because that's when the people is like educated.
They're gonna think. And they're gonna start a revolution or something like that.
Motherfuckers.
Wenn das Volk zu denken beginnt, wird es also gefährlich. Aber eine Revolution scheint in Peru in weiter Ferne. Kürzlich zeigte sich die Problematik bei den Wahlen.
The election never changed anything, man. Yeah, it's something that, for example, people, I remember, not this election, but the previous one was like, yeah, this president will save us and he will give a job for everybody. And it's like, come on, man, don't you realize it's going to be the same? And it was the same. But now we just elect a president that was president, has his first period. In that period, he robbed all the country, man. But all the country, he leave us with an inflation of 2,000% a month, all right? So, a month.
I want to buy a pack of cookies. How much is it? 3 million, you know?
And the next day it was 6 million, and the next day 9 million. And so it was like, what? And now that president is our now president, so.
People saying that he might change.
You know? he's older, no? Yeah, well, he was testing. No, now he will do it for real. Come on, man, he robs all our money, man, and now we are re-elected. Yeah. No, the other guy was even worse.
But anyway, Peru is a beautiful country, man.
Yeah, the people is
we live very happy there, right?
Yeah. Skip Lima, yeah. You know? Like, go to the to visit the
Sierra.
All the pre-Incas and the ruins are great.
Yeah, all the Peru deep inside is amazing and so
pure,
energetic,
it's
man.
It's very pure.
They're so it's magical. There's a lot of energy going around there, and the funny thing is that you go and you feel it. It's not just talking bullshit. It's just you go there and stand in the middle of a mountain with the snow, and it's like, what is this? You know, and this is something that you can feel in another part of the planet. So.
The first two dates of the tour we're doing started in Cusco, Peru. We went to Cusco, gave two gigs over there, two shows. And then came to Lima to fly over to Europe, you know, so kind of like getting energy, you know, to come here.
La Ira de Dios sammeln Energie in den mystischen Anden. Aber was haben die Städter aus Lima heute noch mit der Landbevölkerung aus den alten Kulturen gemein?
I think that is like a kind of respect, in fact. You know, I mean, you go to the Sierra or the highest parts, higher grounds, you know, and come on, it's not your home. The least that you can do is respect the home of these people and be respectful with them too. It's not like we are from Lima, oh, we are like the capital guys, oh, yeah.
Many people do that, you know. That's why some people in Cusco or in other places that they think like, oh, you're from Lima, you're going to be like treating me like, oh, you're the grace or something.
They are really open to let you know a lot of stuff, and people just don't ask,
It's just a matter of go and ask, you know, and question and let me know, please inform me. There's a lot of knowledge going on around that, and for centuries, you know, but people just forgot all of that stuff, and it's a pity. It's really a pity. I think that we can be a better society if we look to that civilization, in fact, man.